Welcome, everybody. Shakti activators near and far. On October 16th, 2012, we are increasing our velocity, our speed, our frequency, and everything else as we come rushing into December 21st, 2012 and beyond. So we have our master just walked in a minute ago. Our master Yogi Bhajan walked in to bless us and be with us, and as well he's saying that we bless him and he's happy that he's with us. Now that he is a practicing multidimensional being, he's kind of laughing because he's saying that I'm always talking about being a multidimensional being. So he's being lighthearted with us. He said he is now an official practicing multidimensional being, so he hopes that he can be part of us. Yes, sir. Anyway, it's pretty funny. He always had a great sense of humor. He would always be cracking jokes, and my sister and I would always be smiling. Hello? Would always be smiling, and other people would be very serious, and we'd be laughing. So he said, thank you for always getting my jokes. That we can be lighthearted as well as intense. He's saying no need to be heavy-hearted at this time, that things are cracking. But what's cracking away is the things that have caused us to crack up. Okay, he's making funnies today. Must be in a lighthearted mood. The things that are cracking away, the matrix that's cracking, are things that have caused us to crack up. Because basically, what is at our core, he's telling us, is this sense of expanding, great, having the freedom to expand from all chakras, which is what creates the effect and the feeling and the experience of being multidimensional beings. So he's saying there's been certain frequency interference on many levels and hypnosis and programs that have caused us to unconsciously be stuck so that all of our chakras weren't spinning at enough of a velocity to experience the multidimensional beings that we are. Okay, that's pretty clear. And the cycle that we're in right now and what he was suggesting that we talk about today is, as we've been talking about the astrology and the planets in Scorpio. We've been talking about the Scorpio influence. Specifically, we talked about Saturn and Mercury entering Scorpio on October 5th. And so with this intense Pluto-Saturn energy, right now at this time, we have Saturn trine Neptune. So Neptune is the dreams, or the crown chakra, rules Pisces, the 12th planet, and the Saturn Scorpio influence takes us down into our depths, the center of the earth. So we're balancing heaven and earth at this time. And what we're balancing is we are working on balancing out creation. Balancing out creation. I think maybe we're getting an echo because somebody needs to mute their phone. Thank you. So creation, the basics of creation, what causes us to be in this 3D world is the basic underlying force that originates from the Creator are two forces, the repelling force and the attracting force, or the magnetic force. So we're in this change period where we are moving back into alignment with the magnetism of Creator. We've been in this whole period of separation or fragmentation, moving away from our identification with Source. It's called the out-breath. And at the end of this 26,000-year cycle, as defined by the Mayans, we're moving back into the in-breath. So as we change from the out-breath or the repelling force into the in-breath or the magnetic force, all the matrices that have kept us in the illusion of separation are being broken up. So it's like we've hit the iceberg, and the icebergs are melting, which is kind of interesting because we have the polar caps melting, lots of earth changes. So the attributes of the repelling force that we have been operating under, as directed by spirit, as directed by the Creator, because the Creator chooses to forget that he's the Creator and causes fragmentation, where it's a step down transformer. So as we go farther and farther away and focus on individuating into denser and denser matter till we get into 3D or physical form, as we focus on becoming individuated by lowering our frequency, the more we increase the density, the less we feel and remember our connection with Source. So there's certain patterns that have been set in place, certain matrices that have held this repelling force in our psyche as part of the design of the Creator. Now we get to break those up. So that's what all this Scorpio energy, we get to balance everything out with the Scorpio trine Neptune. We're in the time of Libra, so we're now balancing out the repelling and the attracting force of Creator, so we can come back into balance and we can once again feel the connection with Source, feel our magnetic self. Our magnetic self is the way that we feel or experience our connection with Source. So the attributes of the repelling force are separation, fragmentation, lower vibration, negative emotions, individuality, veils of illusion, conflict, and confusion. October, when in numerology, the number of the month that you were born is your karma number, and as we are in the middle of the 10th month of October, the karma number that we're moving through as a planet is 10. And so we know in numerology that 10 is the radiant body. So we get to experience what is going to bring us back into balance individually and as a planet and collectively. The awareness is the lesson for this month, as given by all the planets and Creator, is what brings you back into balance with your own heart center, with your own magnetism, so you can experience your radiance, so your radiance is not covered up, so your radiance is not being fragmented by the repelling force. So this is what we've been going through this month. And last week there was a lot more breaking apart energy. This week we're coming to more coherence and we're moving into questioning. We've got this period of moving into questioning, looking into, having conversations about what is it that we want to be. How do we want to be? How do we want to set things up? What do we want to be surrounded by? What are the influences that support us at this time? So we've got Mars in Sagittarius, which is getting us reconnected to what is our natural way of being? Where is the flow? Where is the natural law? Sagittarius being the higher mind, Sagittarius being a fire energy, that which causes us to feel full of life, the fire element, not to burn us up, not to be too cool. As the gurus say, as they say, Don't get too close to the flame, you'll get burned. Don't be too far away from the flame, you'll be too cold. So we want to be right on that edge, that flame of consciousness that ignites us, that keeps that ecstatic electric magnetic connection with source, but yet we don't want to be burned up by the kundalini, and we don't want to be too turned off either. So Libra being the month of balance and the karma of 10, this is what everything is pointing to this month. So last week we worked with our Gaia chakras, getting in balance with the earth, and we're looking at moving up the Gaia chakras into the heart chakra, the center of our magnetic self, our magnetic being, because it's falling deep into that magnetism of love that's united with source, that's in harmony with source, that will bring the wholeness back to ourselves and into the grid, and then ultimately start what we're beginning coming up in December, what's slated to be, or Yogi Bhajan used to tell us, the 1,000 years of peace on the planet. So we won't be talking about, hopefully, about wars, but how to solve problems. We're moving from squandering our resources, not only my opinion, but how we can use our resources to heal. How can we use our resources for peace and moving into our magnetic selves? So we're moving back into that in-breath of reconnecting with source. And the attributes of the magnetic field, of the attracting force that pulls us into unity consciousness, into the fourth, fifth dimensions and beyond, are attraction, of course, joining, higher vibrations, positive emotions, opening up your heart, connection, wisdom, cooperation, clarity, co-creation, a lot of the C words. So when you think about moving into unity consciousness, into becoming that magnetic being of which we are a part of, then think of C words. Concentrate on C words, clarity, connection, co-creation. Concentrate on C words so you can, compassion, as Arit was just saying a minute ago. So we've had this division of energies where the energies on the out-breath from Creator just keep dividing and dividing and dividing. So we've had all kinds of fractal realities, dividing and conquering and dividing up the earth into parcels of property, whatever you can think about. So we've created a lot of fragmented parts that are only aware of their own individual part. But as we move back into this month, the karma is to move back into the awareness individually and collectively that we're all part of the whole. So this is a big job, but we can hold that frequency or that awareness that the parts are all just pieces of the whole, just pieces of Creator. So with the infinite amount of life, there was also an infinite amount of basically individual parts or fragmentation. But now we're bringing those back into how can these individual parts work together as a unified whole. So we'll see, like, you can start to notice, oh, I can work in a unified way with this or with that. Oh, wow, there's no unity consciousness here with that particular piece or that particular group or whatever. So it's we're becoming more and more aware of what can work together as a unified whole, like how a specific group could work together or how certain people could work together. So that's, you know, one of the awarenesses that we're working with at this time. So we're really looking at the Saturn trine Neptune this week and this month. And we're looking at this experience with in relationship to Mercury and Scorpio, Mercury and Saturn conjuncting Scorpio. Wow. So let's just go ahead and take a breath. That was a lot of information. Saturn has to do with law and order and cause and effect and karma. So, as I said, the karma of 10 this month is to reclaim our radiance, our magnetic attraction with source to source. And the way, the laws, so to speak, that we live under are being reordered. We're moving, we will move back into, as a species, into reconnection with natural law and order in connection with the Gaia chakras, as opposed to the laws that have been superimposed through people becoming so individuated that they forgot about their connection. So these are, you can look at the issues that need resolution, where there hasn't been something, a unifying force that supported everybody. So whether it's, you know, in your mind or in your family, or you can just look at the world around you, just hold that frequency of unity consciousness. And a lot of it is, if you might notice for yourself, or you might know, see people moving around you, it's getting past the attachment to, if we have an emotional reaction to something, like anger or whatever, it's okay to notice, like, wow, I felt all this, whatever it was, separation. I'm just going to put a word on it. And I felt really angry because things aren't a certain way. So it's like a, just noticing that and letting that be, that anger be a flame of purification, and let it move through the body like the Kundalini energy. And this is really a time to just watch the energy move and not get attached to why we think we may have some kind of emotion or another emotion, because the Scorpio can bring up really intense feelings, intense emotions. And we're looking at how we've talked a lot about quantum physics, how the observer changes what we see around us. So this is really a great quantum week to notice how we observe the matrix around us and how we can bring into form the new way of seeing the world through the balance, the new matrix, and how we can pull that forth within ourselves, like restoring harmony and having a world that we can live in, that we can actually digest. So one thing that really changes how, if something comes up for us personally or you see it in somebody around you, one thing that actually changes the matrix, around us, changes our configuration, is love and gratitude. That actually changes the memories on the DNA level, where we might have some feeling about something was this way or something was that way, or I didn't get what I needed, or I was ignored, or I was shortchanged, or I was ripped off, or somebody stole things from me. So as we dissolve that old matrix, we can dissolve it with love and gratitude. And that love and that depth of love and gratitude is magnetic energy that connects us with Source. And so the more we can feel that depth of Source, the more we'll magnetize and get what we need now. So what we didn't get in the past, when we were in this out-breath, when we were living under the influence of this out-breath of the repelling force, is now going to be compensated and allow us to come into that warmth of being with that magnetic self that will bring us everything we need right now and everything that we want. So we're moving into the law of give and take. We're moving into the law of balance right in this month, in this moment. That's what's happening planetary-wise. So again, you may see great polarities where that isn't happening, but that's what's happening. So it's really about looking and saying, you know, what do I value and what do people around me value? And to get clear about that with yourself and with the people around you, knowing that as you move into that deep connection, that magnetic connection with Source, that what you're moving into is to make magnetic service. You're really serving that love. And that will be the fuel that will rejuvenate you and guide you and move you into that feeling of being reconnected with the Aum vibration, with the feeling of being at home in the physical body on the physical plane, and that it's expanding our frequency into reconnecting with the own vibration at this point that is what's really possible on a deeper level during this exact astrological configuration, during this balanced month. So we know and feel that we aren't just human, but that we're human angels, and we're here to bring this lightness of being, this balance on the planet with every step. And we can walk and breathe and roll our shoulders back and lift our shoulders up and place our palms forward and lift up on our diaphragm. So with every step, we're walking in our radiance. We're just radiating love with every step. And then we're going to be walking as the human angels that we actually are. So it's a magnetic change that's occurring in this realm, in this 3D realm, is occurring right now. It's a magnetic, electromagnetic change, which the Mayan calendar told us about. So it's about aligning this human frequency with the angelic frequency, which we've talked about a lot, but this is a month that this can happen on a bigger scale. So the more that we, as the Shakti Activators, human angels, walk with this frequency, the more we're activating the grid of the planet, and we're giving this frequency through the grid to those who need it. So just walking this way and breathing this way, you could be affecting people and energies and situations that you don't even know you're affecting. And Yogi Bhajan is saying, yes, you have a much greater effect than you know. So we're moving into magnetic service. And this magnetic service has been holding the planet in place, has been holding everything together, has been holding the grid in place. And we're still continuing with that. It sounds like somebody needs to mute. We just got a new sound on the line. Thank you. So we're making room right now for this new magnetic connection. And we're moving deeper and deeper into understanding this new way of connection, this connection of being in magnetic service. It's the pole reversal. The poles are remagnetizing. It's this magnetic connection that is a purification. It's the purest form of love. So as Arit said, you can feel that. She said the more she feels compassion, the more she's able to serve. And that's what I heard her reflecting what we're talking about at this time. So allow yourself to feel that connection with whatever the purest form of anything in the moment is that you see around you or that you feel. Ask yourself, what would be the purified form of this? And I have a couple situations I'm trying to get clear about, and I'm asking myself this. What would be the most pure form? What would be the most purified piece of that I could be in this moment, that I could radiate with and unify with in this planetary grid line that's being re-empowered and re-established during this time, during this month? During this time where we're creating changes in the matrix. Matrix axial changes. It's the pole shift, the magnetic pole shifting. So this is going to create a lot of openings, and we call this galactic openings. We call this connecting with the angelics. We call this being connected with our own angel self. So we're all the parts of ourselves that were fragmented or individuated, we can now ask in our meditation to reunite with all parts of ourselves. So it's like when we remember a past life and we connect with pieces of that are important for us. This is a month of reuniting with fragmented parts of ourselves. And as we do that, and as we remagnetize, we can move into being of magnetic service with the divine. So that is what's happening this week and this month. And we also know that as we move into these purified forms, that it's not for the faint of heart. not like, oh, it's going to be so wonderful, everything's light. So it's, no, it's being able to hold this pure frequency as the pulse, as the poles actually shift and change. So it's going to, it's being able to let go of the densities faster and faster. So we are still working with the Rama, which we've been working with last week and maybe the week before too, I can't remember. So this is the balance of the divine masculine and divine feminine. And again, keep your phone muted and you can chant for yourself and chant for the whole planet. Inhale. Feel the balance. Feel the Libra energy. Divine masculine, divine feminine coming into balance on the planet. Moving into being magnetic beings. Radiant body activation. And let it go, let it go, let it go. And inhale and exhale. So the exercise for the week would be to continue with the Rama Dasa and to walk, as I said, walk on the earth with your heart open, lifting up on the diaphragm, rolling your shoulders up and back and palms forward. So you're walking around basically spreading your love onto the planet. How beautiful is that? Great. Thank you. Okay, excellent. Would anybody like to share anything before we complete today? Anybody still there? I think everybody muted. It got really quiet. Hello? Did I lose everybody? Did I lose everybody? Okay, I hear one person. I never know because it's so quiet. I never know if it's still there or not.
You're not alone.
Oh, I'm so glad I'm not alone. Thank you. Yeah.
I felt really powerful. That, you know, I really felt that shift. It was really, really evident. That, you know, the sun, moon, and the radiant body. I can really feel that. I feel well equipped now to walk with my palms forward and spread love. Thank you.
Yeah. Good. Yeah. I felt all that golden, all those golden lights around me coming from the trees and the yard.
Yeah, those are pretty amazing. Feel that. Yeah. I forgot to say that I've been practicing the green energy and opportunity set, hadi 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 har, with my palms forward. And I can really feel the shifts. And what I'm feeling like these geometric patterns shifting in my field. And I'm feeling like, you know, just even things I don't even know what they are, like these unconscious matrix that's kept me being a certain way, just shifting. And I'm feeling like kind of all this multidimensional geometric reconfiguration going on. It's definitely very, you know, sixth dimensional, so to speak. So that's been really great. I'm finding that really powerful during this period of time.
Well, I'm doing that global sadhana that Spirit of Voyage has. That one feels really good to me.
I'm doing that too.
I really like it, except for I get tongue-tied, but still I love it.
Well, what I'm feeling is more of a sense of balancing, and I'm actually being told to actually be more still than I have been. And in doing so, I'm feeling the movement even more, the vibrations coming at me more.
Wow. Beautiful.
Well, the Rama Dasa with a walk sounds great because I usually try to incorporate it into my walks anyway, so that's nice.
Oh, you do? Oh, great. Excellent. Wonderful. Yeah, I'm just feeling a real sense of peace and balance right now with the field, and I'm hearing Yogi Bhajan saying that Wahe Guru, he's saying, yeah, we're... Yeah, we accomplished our mission this week, becoming magnetic seva givers or something.
You know, I'm getting this picture of like a compass that's pointing true north.
Beautiful. Excellent. Well, I feel the peace. I'll let everybody stay in the bubble of bliss. And I'm going to start working on transferring these calls to Skype so we can be with people all over the world. And we'll just keep... keep moving forward. Thank you, everybody.
Satnam, thank you. I love you all.
We're holding ahead and we're spreading the light.
Yes, yes. Move ahead. Thank you, Shakti Activators. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Satnam.
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 Bye.
Satnam. Thank you.